Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There was a time when it took a week to transfer money between bank accounts in Ireland. From January, it should take seconds. Much of that improvement is thanks to the pressure applied on the traditional banks by fintechs or technology firms who focus on banking and financial services. The fintech sector gathers again today for its conference, Fintech Nation 24, and AI as well as cybersecurity will doubtless be on the agenda, but so too will be the regulation and the cost of banking, no doubt. Michael Concannon is the head of strategy with the Fintech and Payments Association of Ireland. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to your listeners.
Are we really a fintech nation? The reason I ask is because Revolut don't have a banking license. They just gave up because it took so long, and they've got 2.7 million customers here.
Yeah, Revolut's a fascinating company, a great success story that's come out of the world of fintech. They have a license, I think, out of Lithuania, which allows them to provide the full suite of services here in Ireland. And the central bank has an oversight role in that as well. But yeah, Ireland is a fintech nation, though, truly. I think we were talking off air there. Ireland has all the key ingredients to be a fintech nation insofar as we've got a huge tech sector. And we think of the likes of the Apples and the Googles and the Metas and so on. We've also got a huge financial services sector, both domestic banking, but also international banking. And we're home to some of the biggest names in international banking, like Bank of America and Citi and Barclays and JP Morgan and so on and so forth. So if you like, the key ingredients, the talent pool, if you like, is already in place. So Ireland actually has quite a strong reputation in fintech, and we've got quite a vibrant and growing sector in that area.
And yet we couldn't organise Cinch or YipPay, the kind of instant payments plan that the banks were working on. That was dumped.
Yeah, that was a project not quite in my wheelhouse, I know. But I think well-intentioned, and I think to the business case to provide instant payments is certainly out there, all right. But I think the emergence of SEPA Inst is now sort of out there.
So it's the instant payment system I was talking about.
Yeah, the instant payments system known as SEPA Inst, it's out of Europe, and it'll apply to all banks across the union. So from next January, all banks will be required to process incoming instant payments. And then from October...
And we're talking less than 10 seconds.
And we're talking less than 10 seconds. Mm. And then October of next year, all people with a bank account in Ireland will be able to make payments to their own bank or to other banks, and it'll all be processed 24/7, 7 days a week, within 7 or 8 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's a major development.
It is a major development. But it came from the European Union. It didn't come domestically. So we'll go back to our issue of whether we're a fintech nation or not.
Yeah, that's one aspect, I suppose, of what one might define as a fintech nation. Irish people actually have adopted all the sort of the new technologies. All the domestic banks have apps now that customers have used gleefully, but they're also very well disposed towards the newer players as well. And we've seen from the success of Revolut that in Ireland, the consumers are very well disposed towards using sort of the newer players as well. Mm. But we've also, though, got great support going on as well, because Enterprise Ireland and the IDA are really, you know, trying to push Ireland's fintech credentials out there as well. And I actually have worked with the IDA, meeting quite a few of the firms that come to Ireland, and they will tell you why it is they're coming to Ireland. And they constantly tell me the talent pool, the regulator, they're like a strong regulator.
They're bloody strong, the CBI.
They would be well regarded, I would say, in pan-European terms. And a lot of firms come here once they know, if you like, how high the crossbar is and how much effort they need to put in and what kind of time frame it is. They're quite happy to engage with the central bank.
So it becomes a badge of honour to have passed the hurdles from the Central Bank of Ireland.
Absolutely, yes. And firms will tell you that as well. So and that's a good thing. That all helps our reputation, though. It's a good place for fintechs to operate out of.
And the likes of Wise and N26 and Revolut and others and Monza, they have dragged the traditional banks kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Yeah, I think there's an interesting dynamic going on at the moment, all right, yeah, because to be fair to the European Union, it was European Union laws that enabled fintech to come about, and they have waded into the market, and they have new technology, very slick apps, great services, and customers have adopted them. We're seeing evidence that the banks are adopting now. They're going, oh, hang on a minute, we really need to pull up our socks, and they have upped their game. And again, then you'll see the fintechs react in due course, and then back to the banks again. So that's a good and healthy, I suppose, environment. That's what the central bank, and I think that's what the industry wants to see: competition, innovation, and a sort of back and forth that is ultimately for the good of consumers.
Would you take out a mortgage with a fintech?
Absolutely, yeah. To be a mortgage issuer, you're a regulated entity just the same as a bank. The central bank is very clear that when it comes to financial services, there are a set of rules that must be adhered to. And those rules are largely the same for all of the players, whether you're a bank or a fintech. So, yes, I would, of course.
What is open banking? Because that's on the agenda today.
Yeah, open banking is an interesting topic, I suppose. Years ago, I think, to as a way to stimulate new firms to enter the market and to stimulate innovation, the European Union said, look, we'll make the banks open up the vaults, if you will, to the data that they hold about customers so that it can be shared with other firms. Now, this is all done with the consumer's consent and it's all done securely. And the idea being is that, that will encourage new players to enter the market to provide new services. For instance, like we know that consumers are now using apps that allow them to consolidate their financial information in one place. So I could look at my bank account and maybe my credit union account and my Ampost account and maybe my Revolut account all in one place.
My car loan, whatever it is.
In due course, all types of financial accounts will be available through. For the greater part of the moment, it's mostly current accounts. But that enables me then to see everything in one place and I can do budgeting then and I can sort of manage my money more efficiently and effectively. That's one aspect of open banking. It's at the very start of the journey though, so it'll take quite some time to sort of see the full benefits of open banking. In fact, we'll be talking about open banking. It's one of the panels that we have. It's one of my favourite panels actually, because we have the central bank at the panel, we have the Department of Finance, we have a representative from the banking industry.
I see you, Dermot Crowley from PTSB.
We have Eamon Crowley. Right. Yes, Eamon has kindly agreed to do. It's a bit of fun, a bit of theatre that we'll end the day with called The Great Debate. And we have a couple of bankers and a couple of fintechs, seasoned individuals, and they'll argue who's going to win the battle, fintechs or banks, if anybody ever will. And they've agreed to along with Eamon, to have a good old sort of a Barney about it and have a piece of fun to close our event.
Okay, well, let's see where we are in 5 years' time and whether Ireland remains a fintech nation. Thank you very much for coming in, Michael. That is Michael Kincannon, the head of strategy with the Fintech and Payments Association of Ireland, which is part of the BP.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.